part of the burden we had coming to Kenya, so that you know God would.
Praise the Lord. Amen. That God would visit us in a peculiar way. Because actually God is visiting His people. Praise the name of the Lord. And God is preparing to conclude His business. We'll be talking about that through the weekend. Where He's talked about Passover, which is the beginning of the year, and Tabernacles, which is the end of the year. The word end there is not end as in termination. It's actually end as in climax. Do you understand that? You see, God starts from a beginning and He gets to a climax. Now the climax is what was always in the mind of God. When God said, "Let us make man," He was seeing a picture. That picture is the man, Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. That's the man He wants on the earth. It was God's intention that this earth be populated with men and women who look exactly like Jesus. So when you see the earth today populated, God looks and says, "I saw no man." Praise the name of the Lord. But you see, everything in the heart of God will come to pass. The Bible said that the thoughts of the Lord, they endure forever. Praise the name of the Lord. And so God begins to, by His Spirit, unfold His thoughts to us. You know, the Bible said that nobody knows what is inside a man's heart, his plans. If you're looking at me, don't know what I'm thinking. Do you understand the point? Don't know, I could be saying something and something else is inside my heart. You don't know my plans, you don't know anything. Because my face can actually give you a different picture. Praise the name of the Lord. But there's something inside me that knows my heart. He knows what I'm thinking and all that. That's my spirit within me. Praise the name of the Lord. The same way the things in the heart of God, no man knows, but the Spirit of God. And the Bible says it is that Spirit that you have what now? Received. Praise the name of the Lord. We have received that Spirit, but we're not relating to that Spirit. So that the Spirit can actually uncover God's program to us. Praise the name of the Lord. Everything that God has belongs to Jesus Christ. Do you understand? But the Holy Spirit is a custodian of all the gifts. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And He has the mandate to distribute it depending on how we relate and respond. Praise the name of the Lord. It's just like when God, Abraham sent a servant out to get a bride. Do you understand? Yes, He says that He had a servant, and that all of Abraham's property, they belonged to Isaac. But the servant was the what now? Custodian. So when the man went out, he went, took some gifts, packaged them, and put them. He was going out to seek what now? A bride. The moment he connected with the bride, he began to do what? Give out gifts to her. I believe that this weekend, hallelujah, God is making a distribution to us, depending on how we, do you understand, how we respond. Praise the name of the Lord. So somebody asked a question, I'm sure it's we'll soon be concluding, about pastors, right? Okay, praise the name of the Lord. First of all, you know, I think there was something he said. You know, most of us grew up in certain environments. First of all, maybe in a traditional environment. Do you understand? Based on that environment, certain values were put into our minds. The difference between a Kenya, maybe a Kikuyu, a Luo, is your culture. From the time you were born, certain things were just put into your culture. So these people are our friends. We don't marry from their tribes. These people are our enemies. They are full of witchcraft. Don't eat when you go to their house. Whether you like it or not, the words you hear, they go into your mind. They shape you. They form your character, your personality. They form your outlook in life. They make you who you are. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, you grow up with all that mentality. In Africa, we are afraid of spirits. It's a part of our culture. Whether you are Kenyan or Nigerian or Uganda, do you understand it, Paul? We all grew up with the consciousness of witchcraft. Now, witchcraft is very real. I'm sure you understand what I'm trying to say. It's not like it's imaginary. It's very, 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 very what now? Real. So, the reality and the imagination, all of them are inside the head. Because a part of time is imagination. Sometimes it is also what now? Real. But we grew up being afraid of spirits. You don't step out in the dark, because that's when spirits actually, you know, operate and all that. So what I'm trying to say is that the mind is the seat of your character. The soul is the seat of your character. And everybody wants that mind. Everybody wants that soul. Because whoever controls the way you think controls you. Praise the name of the Lord. So religion is also an aspect of what was built into us. If you grew up in the Catholic Church or an Anglican Church, those traditional setups, you grew up to associate worship with a structure, a building, isn't it? And a particular day, Sunday. So on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you can drink, smoke, you understand, do all you want to do. No problem. Nobody really looks at you as this. But on Sunday, you're supposed to dress very well, change your approach. You have to be very holy. And then you go to the church. And the priest will run out through the ceremony. And then you come out. You feel very good. You know, today's Sunday. Huh? You see, you didn't go to church today. Why? Today is Sunday. You must go and worship God. We grew up with that. We also grew up with the concept of a man who is very close to God. Do you understand that? He has a robe that distinguishes him from you. On his car, maybe he has a sticker, clergy. Do you understand the point? You are light. Very far. Very, very far. Who are you to know God? How can God talk to you? You. God. Do you understand the point? So you walk with that. So if you want to talk to God, you go to the priest. He talks to God. Then he tells you, oh, this is what God has said. Just like in the village, if you want to talk to the spirits, you go to a witch doctor, isn't it? He brings out two stones. He does them like this. And then puts them on the ground. You don't know what he's doing. I see trouble. And then you begin to shiver like this. Are you getting my point? You see, now let me tell you, this is exactly what the pastors are doing right now. The pastors see the visions, you don't see the visions. So he looks at I see trouble. It's good you came today. If you hadn't come today, by tomorrow, you will be 6 feet under. He said, Pastor, what must I do? He said, okay, get an offering. Get a big offering, must show a big seed now. Do you understand the point? And out of that fear, really go and get what now? A big offering. The difference is that he's doing it inside a Pentecostal church. But when you look at it, still the same thing. Do you understand? You can be a Christian and be a witch. You can be born again and be a witch. Do you understand the point? Witchcraft is a work of the flesh. Galatians. Praise the name of the Lord. So the problem is that we've come to associate certain things. If something is being done inside a church, we say it's holy. Praise the name of the Lord. If it's done in a small room, there. You know. So these are the things. Now God wants to disconnect certain associations in our minds. We associate things with things. God wants us to disconnect them. So that he said, that's why some people wear a dress. We associate dress with holiness. If somebody puts on a collar, we automatically assume that this is a holy man. If he says, come. You say, well, come like that. Are you getting my point? You don't know who he is, but he's worn a collar. And you have grown up all your life to associate a collar with a man of God. Do you understand? That's why we love titles in Africa. When somebody appendices, you know, bishop, so. Why is he taking bishop? He knows you respect bishop. So the moment he says, I am bishop, so, automatically you go down. Anything he tells you that time, you do it. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, but when the word of God begins to come, the truth, he said, you shall know the truth, and the truth sets you free. Praise the name of the Lord. That's very important. But God, Israel has to be set free so that they can become attached unto God. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, so now when we use the word, we hear the word apostle, prophet, evangelist, shepherd, teachers, they are real things. But then there are true apostles, and there are also false apostles who carry the same name. Do you understand the point? You know, there's this musician in Nigeria, Fela, he's late. So when soldiers, during the military era, soldiers would come carrying on, I mean, moving around, harassing everybody. So he called them and said, look, see this uniform you're wearing? It's cloth. It's a tailor that sewed it. Are you understanding the point? He said, you think it makes you different from any other person? It's just a piece of what now? Cloth sewn by a tailor. Now what does that mean to us today? You see, people carry tags. They carry brands, you know, and all that. Because it makes impressions on you. Praise the name of the Lord. God wants to move us to a point when we begin to hear God. Do you understand? We begin to judge things by the Spirit. Not what you call yourself, not how a thing looks and all that. Start by the Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. So, when the Bible says, Ephesians chapter 4, when he ascended up on high, he took captivity captive. And he gave gifts unto men. Praise the name of the Lord. There were certain gifts that the Lord released on the day of Pentecost. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, a gift is not a title. Do you understand that? It's an endowment, an enablement given by the Spirit, enabling you to function in a particular way. Praise the name of the Lord. So, an apostle is a gift, an enablement God gives to certain individuals to function in a particular way. Just like a prophet, just like a shepherd. And by the way, that word is not a pastor. The Greek word is pomien. The word is shepherd. The people of God were sheep. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, a pastor is a generic term used for somebody who keeps cattle, goats. Do you understand the point? Camel. All forms of cattle. But the Lord is very particular. You know why I'm saying that is because the office of a pastor is the most prominent, you understand, office in the church today. In fact, they tell that if there's an apostle, he's under the pastor. If there is a bishop, a prophet, he's under the pastor. The pastor is the head of the church.
So the
that's pastors claim that now. So now there is an issue. Then, you know, groups of apostles are now breaking out. Yes, you know, they are breaking out. They are forming their own caucus and all that. Now, all of these things are using familiar things in the Bible. You know, there are terms that are familiar. Teacher, you know, evangelist, shepherd, and all that. They are scriptural terms. But people use them in a scriptural, you understand, manner. Good. To be able to get a control. What do they want? It's the control of your mind. So that they tell you, look, bring your salary next month. You quickly do what now? Bring it. Once a man gets into your mind, he has taken over your life. You see, there is a part of you that the Lord reserved for himself. When he created you, it was a sanctuary. He said, this is my dwelling place. That's where it is. Listen, here will I dwell. There is a Zion inside you. Do you understand that? That is the dwelling of God. That is where God's seat is. That's where God's throne is. Zion, the city of the great king. Now, others want to take Zion. They want to sit there. And they want to control you. Praise the name of the Lord. And God is saying that, look, the time has come when light must come to the church. So that each one of us will have the relationship with God that he wants. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay. So, he gave gifts to men. The pastor, sorry, let me take that term again. The word is shepherd. Jesus said, my sheep. Hear whose voice?
My voice.
And they follow who?
Me.
The voice of another, they will not hear. Praise the name of the Lord. Every ministry that God sets in the body is just like a friend of the bridegroom. Do you understand that? The friend of the bridegroom says, he that owns the bride is who? The bridegroom. I am just a friend. When the bridegroom comes, I simply do what now? I hand over. Praise the name of the Lord. And so that's what we see. He gave gifts. Those gifts are helps for you. Helps for me. You understand the point? By the ministry that they bring, I grow up till I become... Do you understand the point? I come to maturity. I come to fullness and I come into a personal, close and intimate relationship with who now? With God. We're going to be talking about that in the course of this meeting. Because I'm beginning to sense a direction, you understand, that God is bringing us into. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, so these gifts are for the maturing and the perfecting of what now? The saints. It's to bring you to maturity. For the work of the ministry and for the building up of what now? The body of Christ. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So every true ministry, because there are true ministries and there are false ministries. In the book of Revelation chapter 2, Jesus said, I am happy for you that you have tested those who say they are what now? Apostles. And you have found them to be what now? False. You see, let me tell you, if the Lord commends you for something, it must be very serious. Do you understand the point? So there must be the ability within you to test. In Ephesians, in Thessalonians says, test all what now? Spirits. That word spirit there means ministries. Every ministry ministers the spirit. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
As I'm talking to you, I am ministering what now? Spirit to you. It's for you now to discern, what spirit is this man what now? Ministering. Should I receive it? Before I receive it, I must do what now? Test. You don't believe anything because somebody says, I am an apostle. I am a prophet. Do you understand the point? No, it doesn't work like that. Each one of you is responsible for what you believe. When the disciples asked Jesus, they said, what is the sign of the end of the age and of your coming? This is now. The first thing he said was, let no man what? Deceive you. Do not allow it. If you are deceived, it's your responsibility. Do you understand the point? You have a capacity. John said that we have what now? An anointing. Do you understand that? To do what now? To test spirits. You have received an anointing. You can know the truth. Don't believe that it's your pastor that must tell you the truth. No. The spirit you have received gives you a capacity to know what now? Truth. As the word is coming, you're praying. You're saying, Lord, do you understand? Speak to me. What are you saying? The ones you can't grapple now, you go home, you do what now? You keep praying. Now, I'm telling you that because this weekend you must fasten your seatbelt. There are going to be earthquakes. But you see, earthquakes are good. Because the things that my father has not planted will be uprooted. And you may not be surprised at how much over the years religion has. We went through all this. Praise the name of the Lord. And then you may be surprised at how much God wants to really, do you understand, impact. You know, for a new house to be built, the old house must do what now? Must crumble. Say, this old temple, do what now? Destroy it. And in 3 days, I will raise up another temple, not made with what? With hands. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, so there are true ministries. Now, God sets them in the body. They are for the building of the body. They are not to be lords over God's heritage. Do you understand that? He said, not as lords. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So whenever you see a lord, you know them. You've seen them. They are all over the place. Everybody wants to be a lord. Yes. Come. Okay. Yeah. You know, they want to get you. You understand? You know what I'm talking about. Yes, it's the normal thing around. And the Bible says, it must not be what now. So, he said that the Gentiles, their leaders, rule over them. Have you seen politicians? When a politician comes here, you need to know that he has come in. Do you understand the point? He wants to bring this atmosphere under what now? His control. Jesus said, that's how they do. He said, but it must not be so amongst you. See, whoever must be great, let him do what now? Serve. So the true ministries, you find them how? They are serving. They are serving. They are not the Lord that give out order. They are what? They are serving. Ministry, service. The word minister does not mean boss. It's actually what means what now? A servant. That's the reality. You know, so these things have been locked in our minds. But you see, when God wants to finish his work, there are certain things he has to pull out, root out, pluck out, before he can begin to plant and do what now? And build. Praise the name of the Lord. So this we can prepare for a rooting out, an uprooting, a pulling down. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, that's not very easy. Because, you see, the word of God can shake you. It can shake you to the core of your being. But then when that's God, praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Yes. And as He is shaking you, He is also keeping you. Praise the name of the Lord. Because He wants to build something. Today God has started with the temple. You are the temple. That is a fundamental doctrine of the scripture. That man is the dwelling place of God. Do you understand that? And that God prepares you. When you get born again, it's just the beginning point. It's the first contact point. Because that temple is occupied by, do you understand, all kinds of things. So He has to clear those things, do you understand, and get it the way He wants. And then He comes and fills that place with His glory. I pray that this period, that God will prepare our hearts. And God is not interested in numbers. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You say, where, two or three? You know, we also grew up with that numbers mentality. Some of us like big churches. You go there, you see 10,000. Oh, it feels wonderful. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, God, how can you? I know somebody who said he belongs to a church and he has never spoken to the pastor. Do you understand? The pastor does not know him. He just comes, attends one service out of the three services or four services, and then he goes. I say, wow, what about the person near you? He doesn't know him. Are you getting my point? He doesn't know him. He does not know him from Adam. But all they do is that they sing together, they shout together. That's not church. That's not church. Church is a family. It is the sharing of lives. Do you understand? Together. It's a sharing of lives. Not just life, but intimate life. He said that the husband and the wife were naked. And they were not what now? Ashamed. So when you're in an environment where everybody's hiding, that's not church. That's religion. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Part of what we do is to cover our, what now, nakedness. You know, Noah drank wine and he became naked. Now one son was laughing at that, his father's nakedness. He said, look at him. You understand the point? The other ones came and they were grieved. And they took, you understand, a dress. And they did what now? They covered him. That's fellowship. Praise the name of the Lord. And that is the reality that God wants to bring to us. You know, it's intimacy with God and intimacy with one another. It's intimacy that produces life. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, so as we prepare, I want us to also to continue to pray. You know, whatever it is that God has for us, let it be, you know, released. Praise the name of the Lord. There's something that God wants to do in this city, and He will do it in Jesus' name. God bless you. Who can pray again? Are you, questions? I don't know what time we want to close, really.
Well, the question can...
Okay, can wait till tomorrow, right? We can start preparing the questions through the night, write them down. Just because we're going to have a lot of time to interact. Any question, whatever it is that is burdening your heart, any part of scripture, any problem in the church, any problem in your own personal life, praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
This is not going to be a conventional, you understand, thing. But it's somehow we're going to connect with one another and connect with, you understand, with the heavens.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Who's going to pray for us? Sorry.
Let your will be done, because I'm tired of being so afraid. If you are the Father, let your will be done. Let your will be done, because I'm just a piece of clay. Just a piece of clay, and you are.
Thank you. Our Father and our God, we are grateful. Father, we are grateful because you love us. We are grateful because you do not desire that any should perish. Father, we are counted among the ones you've chosen.